Bank of America just released a shocking 2026 housing market warning that every home seller needs to be paying attention to. Bank of America's new data is showing that there's been a massive flip in the cities that people are moving to right now, and this could have a huge impact on the housing market next year. Most notably, Bank of America is showing that there's been a big increase in vacancy rates in the Sun Belt area of America, and that some of the cities that were attracting the most people a couple years ago, well, now they are losing people. Cities like Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Houston, Atlanta, Charlotte, and Dallas are now all in the negatives on population growth, which is going to have a big impact on home prices next year. If you're in a city that people are now leaving, that's going to mean lower home buyer demand. That's going to mean lower rental demand, more inventory on the market, and lower home prices. And what's interesting about this data, everyone, and why you need to pay attention to it, is it signals a tectonic shift in the housing market and migration cycle. No longer are people moving into the Sun Belt in droves. Rather, they're now moving to the Midwest. People are moving to the Midwest. You can see here the number one city for inbound migration in 2025, according to Bank of America's internal data, is Indianapolis. Indianapolis is number one. Columbus is number two. Cleveland is number five. Philadelphia is number eight. We have Rust Belt, Northeast, and Midwest cities now topping the tables of the areas people are moving to. And folks, this is going to have a massive impact on the housing market. Because during the pandemic, the prices boomed in the South and the Mountain West on the basis that people would keep moving to those cities while the prices in the Midwest stay cheaper. But now that's completely flipping on its head. And in this video, I'm going to break down this data more specifically. I'm also going to take your requests. I am live right now, everyone. I'm going to take your requests in this video. But first, let's look at what's going on in the overall housing market, because while it's very bifurcated, we can see that more broadly, home prices are going down across the US. According to CNBC, home prices just went negative for the first time in 2 years across the US more broadly, and they may stay that way for a while. Home prices are down 1.4% the last 3 months. Active listings are 13% higher than last year. So folks, I've been telling you over the last couple of years, prices are going to drop. People are saying, when is it going to happen? Folks, it is happening already, and it's likely going to happen more in 2026 in the areas where people are leaving. But as you can see, we're already seeing a big shift in home price growth by market, everyone. These areas in blue on ReVentureApp are the locations where prices are already dropping. Values are already heading into negative territory in these states in blue. We're talking Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Texas, Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington. Values already going down in these states in blue, while values are still going up in the states in red. And you can see there's a big regional bifurcation here. In the Midwest and Northeast, values are going up in 2025. In the South and Mountain West, values are going down. And that's a trend that's likely to perpetuate itself next year with some of these population losses coming through Bank of America's data. And I want to talk to you for a second about how Bank of America comes up with this data. Because normally we need to wait like a year or a year and a half before we get migration data. And we're getting it live from Bank of America because they actually take a look at, the customer accounts, where people are spending money. Right? And they're able to know more or less where people are living based on where they're spending money. And through that, they're able to come up with these charts in terms of migration and where people are moving. Now, what I actually also think is interesting about this, everyone, is the broader trend here. You could see here, Bank of America is talking about how fewer and fewer people are moving out of town. So fewer and fewer people in America are moving, which is something you need to know if you're a home seller or buyer. But in addition, fewer people are moving to a different metro or state. So in the third quarter of 2022, that was kind of like the peak of people moving to different states. Since then, intrastate movement, intra-metro movement has dropped by almost 35%. Almost 35% since then. So way fewer people in general are electing to pick up sticks and move to a different state or city. And you think about, well, then what cities would that harm? Well, it would obviously harm the big migration boom towns, like a city like Miami, right? Benefited a lot during the pandemic. Well, now fewer people are moving, number one. And number two, Miami is actually in last place. Miami lost the most people through the third quarter of 2025. More people moved out than in Miami. Yet if you go to Miami, they tell you in Miami that everyone's moving in. Not anymore, according to the Bank of America data. You can see some other areas that are losing people include San Jose, Los Angeles, DC, and Boston. Now, we often kind of know that those areas are losing people already. LA, DC, always lose people. That's not new. That's not really changing the dynamic of the housing market. But in an area like Orlando, it is very much changing the dynamic of the housing market if people are moving out. Because the prices in Orlando went up so much during the pandemic on the basis and idea that people would continue moving there. Well, what happens when people stop moving there and start moving out? That's obviously going to lead to a housing market correction. Baltimore, we know people are moving out of Baltimore. Baltimore is an undervalued market. It's not going to change the market much. New York, yeah, people have been moving out of New York for a while. Same with San Francisco. But then you get a market like Tampa. People are now leaving Tampa. People are now leaving Houston. They're leaving San Diego. They're leaving Atlanta. They're leaving Chicago. But that's not that surprising. People have left Chicago for a while, everyone. I think is more surprising is fewer people left Chicago than Atlanta. Unbelievable, everyone. I'm going to take your request in a second, but let's just compare Chicago to Atlanta. A lot of people moved here from Chicago to Atlanta during the pandemic. The five-year price growth in Atlanta is 43%. The five-year price growth in Chicago is 36%. So Chicago's starting to catch up to Atlanta, and now the migration is shifting. But the big trend you got to focus on, everyone's inventory. In Atlanta, there's now a record number of homes for sale as of November 2025. We just updated the data on Realtor.com on Reventure app. You guys should check it out, www.reventure.app. Check out this data. Inventory in Atlanta is way up, right? And I'm going to get to your city here in a second, but compare it to Chicago. For further proof, in case you're someone who's maybe skeptical that people are moving back to the Midwest, check out inventory in Chicago. Literally in Chicago, inventory is down 65% from the pre-pandemic norm. There's been no bounce back in supply. No one's really selling houses in Chicago, and the buyer demand is strong. While in Atlanta or in a market like Dallas, inventory is at a record and through the roof. Now, if you've been a longtime viewer to my channel, you're not going to be surprised that this is coming into reality. I was warning you all a couple years ago, well ahead of the curve, that we were going to see this inversion and that the Midwest was going to start outperforming the South and the prices in the South would start going down and the Midwest would hold better. But what I think is fascinating is the hard data. Now, we have the hard data saying that the South is starting to lose people in some of these cities, and the Midwest, Indianapolis, Columbus, and Cleveland, is gaining. So what does that mean if you're a home buyer or seller in these markets? Well, it means in Indianapolis, Columbus, and Cleveland, you might see more demand next year, or you might see more resilient demand. You won't see prices drop as much. And this data bleeds its way into the Reventure forecast. We have a forecast for every city, every state, where values are heading over the next year. But let's take some requests, everyone. I see a very active chat section here. What are you guys talking about? What do you want to know? Do you, you know, agree with this data? You know, do you think people are leaving your area? Let's open up the chat. Are you actually moving? Well, we have one person says, "Hey, Nick, finally caught you live." Yep. Glad to be with you again on the live stream, everyone. Reventure user here, looking forward to our buying first home in New Year. North Houston area, there's a ton of excess construction. So that's the other thing, folks. In some of these markets like Houston, where people are now leaving, they still have a lot of builder pipeline. There's still a lot of builder pipeline going on in Houston. So if I go to www.reventure.app and type in Houston and just start looking at what's going on with prices and inventory, let's look at the inventory surplus in Houston, everyone. How much excess supply is there? You can see there's excess supply all over the market. We have some locations here west of downtown Houston that there's still a shortage, but by and large, huge inventory surplus everywhere. That's what this red means on the map. The redder the map is for inventory surplus, the bigger the surplus is. And as a result, what are we seeing? Home values now dropping in most areas of Houston. And oh, by the way, If you go to the east side of Houston, you have some markets going down 14, 16%, which is a full-scale crash, actually. How about Raleigh, North Carolina? They seem to be pretty neutral in Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, it's a market we could take a look at here in a second. Another person's from Columbus, Ohio. Another person wants me to chart the biggest percentage increase over the last 5 years compared to the biggest drop. The higher they rise, the harder they fall. When houses in Phoenix started costing more than Connecticut, that is whack. And that's a great point, everyone. Why is the Midwest and the Northeast now starting to do better than the Sun Belt in terms of housing market resiliency and demand? Well, it all has to do with the mortgage payments, everyone. If you go to a market like Arizona or Nevada or Utah or even Florida, it costs 40% of the local income to be able to afford to buy a house with a mortgage, including taxes and insurance. 40%. So local homebuyers in Florida have to pay 40%. In Colorado, they have to pay 44% of their income to afford the mortgage, taxes, and insurance. In Arizona, they have to pay 41%. In Tennessee, they have to pay 36%. That just got too high. And the point that the person in the chat was making is if you go to Connecticut, the mortgage payment to income in Connecticut is 40%, which is also high. Yes, that's also high. However, there's no more affordability advantage moving to these Sunbelt states. These Sunbelt states are now just as expensive as many of the Northeast states, and the Midwest states, you can see, are much more affordable. So in Ohio, the mortgage payment to income is 29% of income. 29%. That's why people are moving to Ohio or moving back to Ohio. It's because it's still actually a semi-affordable housing market. Yes, it got more expensive. It's still semi-affordable. Same in Indiana. Even Illinois is still semi-affordable. Even with those high taxes, local buyers in Illinois can still qualify to buy a home. They can't anywhere on the west side of the U.S. qualify to buy a home. Can't qualify to buy a home in Florida. Struggling to qualify to buy a home in Tennessee and North Carolina. And that's explaining these regional differences and these regional variations that we're seeing. Now, I want to talk about another market, though, that's sneaky, everyone. We all know prices are dropping in Florida, right? We all know prices are dropping in Texas, and they're going to drop by more in markets like Tennessee and Arizona next year. But what about areas where prices are going to go up? You know, we talked about the Midwest, but there's another sneaky area which is starting to boom, and that's downtown San Francisco. Downtown San Francisco, San Francisco County, was one of the worst housing markets in America during the pandemic. Prices went down like 15%. Now that's changing. If we look at Bloomberg, Bloomberg is reporting that tech bros are buying multi-million dollar mansions in San Francisco. So the NVIDIA money is starting to flow through to the San Francisco housing market. We're seeing $20 million mansions get snatched up. We're seeing buyer demand increase. And we're now starting to see the San Francisco housing market go into a positive forecast. So this is really interesting, everyone. I saw that Bloomberg headline and I was like, is this true? Is this actually true? Well, when we look on the data on Reventure app, it is. In San Francisco County, values are now forecast to go up 1.5% in the next 12 months. You can see our home price forecast score in San Francisco County is now almost back to average. We don't think prices are going to drop anymore here. And if we take a look at the market trends, why is that? The home sale activity is shooting up in San Francisco. So we're starting to see the AI boom lead to an increase in demand and a reduction in inventory in San Francisco County. We're now at the lowest inventory since 2017. That's a sign that prices are going to go up in San Francisco County. Now, it's not necessarily the same everywhere, though, in the Bay Area. We still have downward forecasts in Contra Costa and Alameda County and some of these other areas, Solana County up into Napa. But the AI boom is causing San Francisco's housing market, San Francisco downtown, San Francisco County, to start to boom again, along with markets like Chicago. So we are seeing kind of a bottom hit certain markets. Certain markets are going to be poised to recover next year. But of course, more broadly, we're going to see more price deceleration across the U.S. How about some other requests? One person, Douglas, said he's been following me for a while here. He purchased a home in 2023 in Estelle Manor, New Jersey, about 30 minutes from Atlantic City in the Barrens. Now, you're probably happy with that purchase if you purchased in New Jersey. You could tell me, Douglas, but prices are still going up in New Jersey. Another person wishes Colorado was more affordable. Glory Dancer 100 says, I wish Colorado was more affordable. Well, you're going to get probably your wish, Glory Dancer 100, because if we look at Colorado's home price forecast, We have a minus 4.5% forecast the next 12 months for Colorado on Reventure app. And the whole thing going on with Colorado is a surge in inventory. And you can see our home price forecast score in Colorado has fallen off the table in the last couple of years. It's the lowest forecast in the last decade. If we look at prices the last year in Colorado, they're already going down 2.2%. But we think they're going to drop a lot more, particularly, folks, if we go here on Reventure app, zoom in, we think values in Denver are really going to turn negative. They're already negative 3% in Denver. Well, we think they're going to go down 7% the next year. So Colorado is an expensive market, but we think it's going to get more affordable on Reventure app. You guys should check out the forecast for your city and zip code under a Reventure premium plan. I'll tell you more about that later in the video, but let's get back into the chat. Another person just said Ohio's losing population in the chat. Who said Ohio's losing population? It's not losing population if the Bank of America internal data is saying it's growing population. That's literally saying people spending money on Bank of America cards are moving into Ohio. So it's not true that Ohio is losing population. All right, what else do we got here? Someone used to live in Boulder in Denver, Colorado, very expensive market. How about Eastern Utah? Prices are so high. Utah, very similar to Colorado, folks. Overpriced mountain market, prices overvalued. They're starting to dip. They're starting to come down. Another person just put up their house for sale in Kyle, Texas. Now, folks, Kyle, Texas. If you just put up your house on the market for sale in Kyle, Texas, let us know how it's going. Kyle, Texas, everyone, is to the south of Austin. To the south of Austin. I believe it's to the south of Austin. Am I right about that? Yeah, Kyle, right there. Now, Austin, everyone, for those of you that don't know, Austin has plummeted. Austin is down 24%. Over the last 3 years, prices in Austin have literally fallen off the table. It is a full-scale crash in Austin. It is going down and going down hard, and it's going to continue. Our forecast for Austin for the next 12 months is minus 5.4%. But what about for Kyle, Texas in particular? Could the seller have some luck in Kyle, Texas? Well, our forecast in Kyle is minus 6.3%. So if you are selling, everyone, you are selling in one of these cities maybe that's starting to crash or correct, lots of inventory, maybe people are starting to move out. You're going to want to pay attention to that Reventure price forecast. It's going to help you price your home. If you are selling in Kyle, you better be careful to not overprice your house, because if you do, it's probably going to be sitting on the market. All right, everyone. Austin, by far the nicest Texas city. Do I agree with that? Is Austin the nicest Texas city, everyone? That's what Kraken says. Austin, the nicest Texas city. I'll have to think about that and get back to you by the end of the video. Scottsdale, 85206. Will it continue to go down in 2027? Scottsdale, 85206. Scottsdale, Arizona, everyone. They call this the Beverly Hills of Arizona. Really, well, the Beverly Hills of Arizona is Paradise Valley, actually, where we're forecasting values to go up 6.1% in the next 12 months. So pretty much almost everywhere in Phoenix, folks, everywhere in the Phoenix metro is a downward forecast, more or less. But we got a couple pockets of red. Paradise Valley, where the houses are $3 million, we still think it's going to go up. You got that K-shaped economy. The rich people are still doing well. They got the big stock portfolios, the baby boomer generation. Doesn't feel like there's any recession. They're still buying houses, maybe even in cash in Paradise Valley. However, in Scottsdale, values are starting to drop. We think they're going to drop 3 to 5% in the next 12 months. They're already dropping 2 to 5% in the last 12 months. So we think the correction in most of Arizona is going to continue. But oh my gosh, Paradise Valley up 10% in the last year while the rest of Phoenix is dropping. I mean, that if you want an example of the economy, Paradise Valley, the Beverly Hills of Arizona, going up 10% while everywhere else in Phoenix is correcting hard. That's telling you exactly what's going on in our economy right now. Looking to buy a first home in Northport, Florida, says Robert. Robert Anderson looking to buy a first home in Northport, Florida. And folks, get your request ready. I probably got another 10 minutes here, so I'm going to be taking your request for the next 10 minutes, also showing you some new housing market data and forecasts. Now, Northport, Sarasota, Florida, everyone. We're going to zoom on over here on Reventure app to Florida. Now, here's what's interesting, folks. Northport, this includes Manatee County and Sarasota County to the south of Tampa. Values are already down 9.2% in the last 12 months. This is already a heavy, stiff correction. Values have gone down 3 years in a row. They've already corrected by about 15%. This is the biggest one-year decline since 2009. So this is a crash that's already happening in Northport, Sarasota. The question is, when do you buy? How much worse is it going to get? We have a minus 5.4% forecast in the next 12 months. So we still think this market's going to correct. It's actually tightened up a little bit. So you could see we bottomed out at a 27 out of 100 price forecast. It's tightened up to a 33. So the market's it's found a little bit of a resilience. It's still going down. Our forecast has improved from like minus 7, minus 8 to minus 5.5. We still think prices here are going to drop, though. There's still a lot of inventory. There's still a lot of DOM. You're going to want to negotiate hard if you're in a market like this. Maybe even download the Reventure Home Price Forecast Report. Send it to the seller. Send it to the listing agent. Negotiate a discount if you're in a market that's correcting hard. How about Huntsville, Alabama, everyone? Huntsville, Alabama. What's going on in Huntsville? As many of you know, Huntsville is a market that I actually like a lot. Huntsville is located between Birmingham and Nashville. So here we got Huntsville. This is an area that I think is good for the long term. However, price growth here is really flattened out. It's prices in Huntsville for 3 years in a row haven't grown. 3 years in a row, prices in Huntsville haven't grown. We could see there's a lot of inventory on the market. So we go to market trends, we open up inventory. Inventory has shot through the roof in Huntsville, highest level of inventory in a decade. That's telling you downward price pressure. We got that minus 3% forecast for Huntsville. It's also a pretty overvalued market. Our overvaluation rate, which is a key metric you should check, 25%. Prices in Huntsville are 25% overvalued. So you better be careful buying it. In the long run, I like it. Good population growth, decent affordability, but be careful buying in Huntsville right now. Make sure to negotiate in 2026 if you buy there. How about for Austin, Texas for buying in the next year? Folks, Austin, Texas is probably going to be a buy. I'm probably going to issue a buy signal on Austin at some point in the next 6 months. And let me show you why. We talked about before how Austin's already gone down 24%, right? Well, Austin is now only 3.7% overvalued. It's not really that overvalued anymore. It's improved significantly in terms of its overvaluation. It went from peak overvaluation of 40%, now down to 4%. Austin's actually going to be undervalued soon. I think in the next 6 months, Austin's going to be undervalued. Maybe even in the next 3 months, I'm going to give a buy signal on Austin, probably in the spring to summer, based on the current trajectory. What that says, though, if you are negotiating now, get a discount. Anticipate that the prices are going to drop by more, but understand that the crash is mostly over in Austin. Boise, Idaho. Oh, boy. We're covering all the big boom towns in this market. If I haven't gotten to your city yet, stick with me. We're using data from Reventure app to track whether it's a good idea to buy. If you're a seller, are you going to struggle? You know, what's this Bank of America data mean for you, you know, with where people are moving? In Boise, this was a big migration boom town. So if we look at the domestic migration in Boise, southwestern side of Idaho, we peaked at 26,000 domestic migration in 2021. Now we're down to 11,000. Which is kind of a pretty like normal level. It's now down to a normal level of people moving into Boise. What that has caused is it's caused the inventory to go up. So inventory is now above the long-term average. However, the days on market isn't that high right now. The days on market in Boise is around 56 days, average is 52. And the price cut rate is actually also somewhat around the average level. So our forecast for Boise the next 12 months is flat. You know, this is a market that did correct. This market did correct over the last 3 years. It's down already by 9% from peak. So values have gone down in Boise, but it's kind of found some resilience level. So we anticipate Boise to trade sideways in the next year unless there's another leg of inventory up in this market. What else we got, everyone? How about Las Vegas? Las Vegas, everyone. This is a really interesting housing market. Las Vegas. Interestingly, according to the Bank of America data, people are still moving to Vegas. Vegas came in number 7 after San Antonio and Cleveland and before Philadelphia in terms of move-ins. However, it was a much better move-in rate a couple years ago, and Vegas is now seeing a lot of local issues, everyone. Tourism is down in Vegas. Gaming revenue is flat to down. And that's actually starting to show up in the local housing market here. So in Vegas, folks, prices are now down 1% in the last year. And since the 2022 peak, they're down 2%. So prices are starting to correct a little bit in Vegas, but we think they're going to correct by more. And why is that? Let's look at the home sales. Let's look at the home sale activity in Vegas, the buyer demand. How many people are buying homes in Sin City? That has dropped from 4,000 in October 2021 to 2,200 in October 2025. Buyer demand in Vegas is down almost 50% from peak, and it's down about 30% from the long run average. So The demand has been wiped out in Vegas. Now, the reason prices haven't dropped by more is because we didn't have enough inventory there for a while. Inventory was still low. Now inventory is rising. So we have a minus 2.1% forecast in Vegas. That forecast is going to be heavily dependent on the city and zip code you guys are in. Make sure to pay attention to those zip code level forecasts if you're a buyer or seller. Some areas we think are going to drop 7% in Vegas. Other areas we think are going to be flat. You're going to want to know what the data looks like for your market. However, I want to touch upon rents for a second, everyone. The rental market across America. We're starting to see this rental market start to turn over. Rents are starting to deflate. And this is something that could have a massive impact on the housing market. Rents going down. When rents go down, that causes buyer demand to drop and increases pressure on investors to sell. And we just got a new report from RealPage, which is the apartment data aggregator and management software system. They just reported that rent cuts continue in the US apartment market as occupancy falls below 95%. Now, they're showing here that rents are down 0.7% in the last year, 0.4% last month. The demand is starting to slip as well. The supply is up. The markets with the biggest rent cuts, everyone, these are markets that could also see big home price declines. Austin, Denver, Phoenix, San Antonio, Tampa, Raleigh, Charlotte, Dallas, Nashville, Vegas. Pretty much a lot of those markets that saw the migration drop, they're starting to see the rents go down year over year as well. So when you see rents dropping, that's a positive sign for you as a home buyer. It's another indicator that we're seeing some deflationary activity. There'll be more affordability. Now, what about markets where rents are going up? Where are markets where rents are going up? These could be more resilient. San Francisco, just talked to you guys about how the AI boom is starting to lead to some demand in San Francisco County. In San Jose, rents are also going up. New York, Chicago, Virginia Beach, Cincinnati, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Milwaukee. So it's telling the same story, everyone. Midwest resilience. Midwest, Northeast resilience, with the Bay Area also being resilient right now, according to the data. And we could actually see, according to Rent Cafe, everyone, renter engagement tracker, Cincinnati, number one city in America for renter interest. Midwest is the most in-demand region. So if you're an investor, right, wondering where is the market going? Where are people going? Where are jobs going? Where are people moving? The Midwest is it right now. And I know that's kind of hard to imagine for a lot of people because we've just been told for so long that the South is just where everyone's going, but the data is stacking up. The Midwest is starting to turn into a market where maybe that's just where Americans are going to move the next couple of years. Someone says they appreciate the aggregated information. Of course, happy to share it with you. We got a request for Lakewood Ranch, Florida, Flathead County, Montana, Dayton, Ohio. Another person says they heard Vegas is in bad shape. Yeah, folks, Vegas is rough right now. When the economy in Vegas goes down, means the housing market goes down, tends to spread to the rest of the US. One person's moving from New York City to North Carolina. They say New York City is no doubt going to continue to rise in price and tax, with the new mayor, it's going to get worse on everything. Three casinos coming into the city. Families with children flee. Is that true? Are they actually opening casinos in New York City? That would be unfortunate, in my opinion, if they did that. Seattle. We have someone in Seattle saying, seems like two markets. High price seem to be moving. Normal prices seem slow. AI wealth effect. Well, that's what's happening in the Bay Area. Let's go back to ReVenture app here and take some requests. So folks, we're gearing up for our 2026 price forecast here on ReVenture app. I'm going to write a blog post, going to do a video on it, but I'm giving you a little preview right now. Like, what's our price forecast looking at right now? You know, roughly November 2025 to 2026. This is what our price forecast is looking like in different states. And you can see Illinois is like one of our top states. We think prices in Illinois are going to go up 6% next year. Connecticut's going to go up 8%. So we think continued appreciation in these Midwest towns. But folks, Florida, Colorado, Texas, Arizona, Utah, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia all have negative forecasts ranging from minus 2 to minus 5%. Now, these are baseline forecasts, everyone, and these forecasts tend to vary a lot by city and zip code. So, if you're an interested home buyer and investor, it's really important for you guys when you go on ReVenture app to look at your specific area and see what the forecasts are under a premium plan. Atlanta is a great example. So, if you go to Atlanta, you know, you look to the north in the suburbs, we think prices are going to go up 3 to 6% due to resilient buyer demand, due to the fact that inventory is still low, days on market still low. So, there's still tightness here in these northern Atlanta suburbs. Prices prices are going to be flat to up in the next 10 years, in the next 1 year. You should know that if you're a buyer or seller before you price your house, if you sell it, before you submit an offer, if you buy it, you're going to want to know the future direction of prices so that you don't lose money. You don't lose money on the table. You don't leave money on the table. Now, if you go to South Atlanta, Southeast Atlanta, West Atlanta, values are forecast to drop. So ultimately, your strategy as a buyer and investor is going to be much different in a market where prices are forecast to go down by 9% or 10% than where prices are forecast to go up by 6%. And so that's why doing this due diligence at the city and zip code level is so important. It's so important, everyone. And I actually want to announce an exciting thing for you guys right now. If you're somebody who's been interested in the housing market data for a while, and maybe you want to share that data with more people, we actually just launched Gift a Subscription. If you go to reventure.app/gift, you can gift a Reventure app subscription this holiday season at a 40 to 60% discount from the monthly rate. You can see the prices right here. A 1 month gift would be $49. A 3 month gift would be $89. 12 month gift would be $239. These are 40 to 60% discounts off the normal monthly rate. These are non-renewing. So these are one-time only gifts. You could buy a Reventure app subscription for a loved one, help them out. You could also buy one for yourself as well. Just wanted to put that out there for you guys. But let's get into some more requests here. Someone says, waiting 20 more years to buy a house then, according to Michael. Well, totally depends on the market you're in. I'm going to say 20 years is, you're not going to probably wait 20 years, but some markets still don't have enough inventory for prices to drop. One person wants to know, will we have a crash in Metro Atlanta? I just explained that to you, Jane. There already is a crash playing out in half of Atlanta. The other half of Atlanta, prices are flat. You got to understand your market. Totally depends on inventory and home sales. Spokane, Washington. Beaufort, South Carolina, 84043. Another person says, real page cannot be correct. In Boston area, landlords are complaining about no renters due to lack of college students, a new building apartment coming online. We have seen rents coming down. Folks, RealPage's data is in like over half of the apartment units, so I would probably imagine it's correct. All right, let's do a couple more requests. What about a crash in San Diego? Are we going to see a crash in San Diego? Are we going to see a crash in California? Let's take a look, everyone. Let's take a look. I've got a couple more minutes before I got to sign off. San Diego, minus 2.6% in the last year. So we're already seeing prices go down in San Diego. We're already seeing prices go down in Riverside. That's the good news. How about maybe the bad news? Prices are forecast to only go down 0.6% in the next year in San Diego. So inventory has tightened up a little bit. Days on market's tightened up a little bit. Demand is still low, but again, it really depends on where. I cannot stress this enough, everyone. When we look at San Diego, we are seeing a real correction play out in and around the downtown area, the suburban areas, 5-10 miles out. Correction's already playing out. If you go to some of these suburbs though near Encinitas and Carlsbad, it's more resilient. So ultimately, folks, go to www.reventure.app and access this data for yourself under a premium plan. If you're a buyer and investor, you're not going to want to purchase in 2026 without this data. Type in your zip code or your city, and you can get taken to the data right away in your zip code in your city. And if you're looking, you know, looking for the right gift for someone in the holiday season, go to www.reventure.app/gift, and you could gift a subscription, either a 1 month subscription, 3 months, or 12 months. Makes a perfect gift for someone in your family or friends who's going to buy a house. You can also get one for yourself as well. Until next time, everyone, this is Nick from Reventure Consulting.